Good afternoon. Thank you for coming today. My title of my presentation is Preventing HIV Transmission in Mexican Youths, Intervention to Improve HIV/AIDS Related Knowledge and Attitude Towards Use of Condom Among Adolescents in a Northern Border in Mexico. I would like to thank all the supports of my co-authors. I would like to start talking about how unprotected sex has become the main vehicle for HIV transmission in Mexico and Latin America. In Mexico, individuals 15 and 49 years of age are considered vulnerable group to HIV infection. The state of Baja California has the 7th highest HIV prevalence in the country, with 0.4%. The recent studies examining AIDS cases in Mexican youth found that many individuals were infected during adolescence. Okay, the World Health Organization defines adolescence as the 10 and 19 where there are physical, psychological, and social change that define the individual and their behavior. Because of their characteristic cognitive and social behaviors, adolescents currently considered to be a group at the high risk for acquiring sexually transmitted infection, which puts them at increase for risk acquiring HIV. In this image, we can see the location of the city of Tijuana, which is the one of the largest cities in the northern border of Mexico, with its sister city on the USA side, San Diego. Pedregal de Santa Julia is the most impoverished community in Tijuana. They do not have even basic service. And this is Comedy Health Center. That is the health center where the intervention was made. This is the health center. Okay, the surveillance study in Mexico had demonstrated that more than half of the adolescents initiate sexual activity by the age of 15. Studies have found following factors to be associated with the onset of teenage sexual activity: early sexual development, lack of sexual reproductive health education, social and cultural influence, and substance abuse, for example, alcohol. The condom use among adolescents is low at 53%. One of every three adolescents do not use condom their first sexual relation. Intervention to improve HIV prevention should include knowledge of the disease, transmission, and preventive measures such as the use of condom as a main strategy to promote the safe sex. In our study, we sought to assess the efficacy of an education intervention to improve HIV/AIDS-related knowledge and attitude towards condom use among adolescents in Tijuana, Baja California, Mexico. Between January and June 2009, we evaluated 10 hours, five session HIV prevention educational intervention pre and post-test with low-income adolescents enrolled in a Community Health Center program in Pedregal de Santa Julia, Tijuana, Baja California, Mexico. Eligibility criteria include adolescents who were enrolled in a government program, Oportunidades, informed consent to parents of participants were provided. Data collection, we administered a structured pre and post questionnaire, which included the following variables: sociodemographic, sexual risk behavior, self-efficacy, condom use, and HIV knowledge. The intervention is a total 5 interactive section. We're given each were 2 hours in late. In the first session, I administered the pre-questionnaire, and the session was about a sexual risk. The second session was about STI in adolescents. The third session was about basic knowledge about HIV. And the fourth session was about the importance of use condom use as main method and preventive HIV. And the fifth session was about I administrate the post-questionnaire, and the session was about belief and perception about used condom. Analysis statistics. Descriptive analysis was used to identify risk behavior and a specific characteristic of the participants. The frequencies and cross-tab were used for categorical variables and mean with SD for continuous variables. Univariable analysis compared the proportion of items answered correctly on the HIV KQ18 pre and post text intervention SHIE score and significant level P less than that 0.5, and STAT9 software was used. The results, in our study, 30 adolescents participated and all there attended in the first session. The mean age is 16.7 age, 15.6% females, and 44 were males. 50% of adolescents were from Tijuana, 13% of the adolescents had a job, and all participants were high school students. In this slide, we can show the results of their sexual behavior. 53% of the adolescents who participated reported having had a sexual intercourse. The mean age of their sexual intercourse was 15.5 years. Only 38% reporting using condom during their first sexual intercourse. 38% report having more than a sexual partner. 10% of those adolescents identified themselves as bisexual. In terms of the reason for motives, the adolescents, why they had their first sexual relation, curiously or because they just want to experiment, and 31% because they had an emotional relationship. Of the adolescents who were sexually active, only 50% reported use condom. The active sexual. When we asked the participant their biological stage during the first sexual intercourse, 56% answered because they were in a physical excitation that is normal in adolescents, but 44% answered because they were under influences of alcohol. That can raise behavior to increase reporting on unprotected sex. Regarding HIV knowledge, we asked to structure a questionnaire of Carey in 2002, and we compared the proportion of questions answered correctly the adolescents, and we found that the 16 items of the 18 questions, the knowledge improved where observed difference in the pre and the post test, and of the 16 items, we found them in 10 questions, a significant difference with a p-value less of 0.05. My Lord. No. Okay. In this graphic, show the comparison as the perception of the adolescents regarding self-efficacy of used condoms. And we can see that in all the 5 constructions, we found a significant difference that after the 5 session is about the belief of condoms use among the adolescents. In this graphic, we can see that percentage of the adolescents that answered they agreed or strongly agreed with each and and we can see that the three of the five statements that difference significant. And conclusion, in terms of condom use, our study demonstrates that only half of sexuality activity demonstrated had used a condom. This result suggests that there is a problem in preventive stretches among adolescents, and it proves a vulnerability of this group. The intervention contributed to improve knowledge and perception about condom use, which are key to HIV prevention. Evaluation of intervention impacts should access change in condom use, including longer-term follow-up assessments. This HIV prevention shows promise for further evaluations among Mexican youths. One of the most important study limitations is lack a comparison group because we use this curriculum from the Secretariat of Health for Youth who received service at the health center. No similar comparison group was available. Another important limitation is lack a follow-up behavioral data of our study participants. And acknowledgement, we wish to thank the adolescents who participate in the intervention and the staff of Community Health Center Pedregal de Santa Julia who make this study possible. And a special mention for my mentors, Fatima Muñoz and Dr. Maria Luisa Zúñiga, and thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Pozo Beltran. Any questions? Yes, one question. Could you speak a little bit louder? Are the 53%? Okay. Of the 53% that you presented, what was the that has sexual activity? What was the breakdown between male and female?
Okay. La diferencia del 53% de los sexualmente activos, ¿cuántos eran mujeres y cuántos eran hombres? Es la pregunta.
Exacto.
¿Me puede ayudar?
Sí.
Okay.
I'm not a translator, but that's okay.
Yeah. No tenemos exactamente, no tengo, no sé cuántos eran hombres y cuántos eran mujeres.
At this point, he does not have the exact number of how many were male or female.